T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, let's transition. Let's talk with the head coach of FC Dallas. It is Luchy Gonzalez for the Luchy Gonzalez Show. Coach, how are you today? How are you feeling?
Hey, guys. I'm well. I'm here. Just no time to feel any type of bad for myself or victim perspective. It's just, it's a situation that's difficult. I think not being in the tournament, because we realized it was just going to be too late to get enough proper training to compete the right way. And it wasn't because of a lack of a roster, believe it or not. We this team has depth, so we actually still had numbers and a team to compete very well. It's just, it was a matter of training days and the opportunity to train to prepare. So I think definitely the right decision was made, and just processing it has hurt. Watching the first game last night of the event hurt. It hurt more than, honestly, watching the MLS Cup final last year. At least we got to play against Seattle, and we had the opportunity to beat them, and we didn't, and we came close, but we didn't. In this event here, we didn't even get to participate, and we were very prepared to do so. But this is the situation, and I'm very proud of the group to really show unity and strength and positivity. And I'm a big believer now, because of this kind of mini boot camp of mentality that we've had to go through, I really think it's an opportunity for us to really reach our potential. Maybe we would have never reached our potential as a team if it wasn't for this moment. Maybe we wouldn't reach our potential in our goals as a club if it wasn't for this challenging moment that's making us stronger and dealing with this adversity. So just trying to find those positives and staying together with the group, making sure we're getting guys healthy, and we are. So we hope to be home soon with our families and back in the training environment, and the game's going to come back to us soon after that.
I know the health is the primary concern, but even with that in mind, was it difficult to pull the trigger on that decision to drop out of the tournament?
For sure, and there's a lot of different elements, right, that have to be considered, and ownership, the club, myself, leaders of the club, and then the league, and then the players. The players were involved in a lot, and we just need to have compassion. I think leading right now in this pandemic is having compassion and listening to your people and what they need. And in that moment, as much as we want to compete, we couldn't risk injury. If we would have only trained a few days and then try to play a game and we get a bunch of injuries, that'd be very irresponsible of us. So, we were very confident when we first got here. And all of a sudden, we started to get these positive tests. And that's when we needed to, assess. We were still at a point where our roster was able to compete. But it just wasn't the smart thing to do because of the preparation for the first game that we'd have to be a part of in the event. So
sorry, Coach, we had a little trouble hearing that last part.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm not sure why. Do you hear me now?
Yes, yeah. Much better.
Sorry about that last piece. No, it was about consideration of we weren't going to get enough preparation of training days to actually play a professional game, and that would have been very irresponsible of us. So balancing the prevention of injuries because of lack of preparedness and what was going on with positive cases, and we didn't want to risk more contamination. It's just, it was in the best interest of our people to make this decision, and it's the right one. And this event had to happen, you know, now, eventually, tomorrow, yesterday, I don't know, but it had to happen. And MLS is doing the best they can to make the league survive and make the game relevant and continue the growth of this game in the country. So I understand this, but this is we're the ones that sacrificed in this whole process so others could learn and be better from it. But we're strong. We're piecing things together. We're rebuilding, and we can't wait to see our family soon and continue to fight for our goals for this season, because this season, from what I understand, the season will continue to exist, and we've got these games to make up.
Is there a particular team in this tournament that you're rooting for or rooting against? And you can tell the against the first if you'd like.
I think the format of this event, you've already seen in these first two games. I mean, you've got anybody that can win this. Anybody can win this in this league. It's about momentum. It's about just getting out of your group. So maybe the first place team could get eliminated after the next round of a group, or the team, the wild card, can come make a run in the playoffs. So a World Cup is unpredictable. I just wish everybody the best. I wish all the coaches, the players, and the staffs, and the delegations of each one the best in their safety and their health, and that they all compete with all the numbers they can, and they get through this tournament in the right way as humans.
Now, I know you can't tell us the specifics of the players, but after, you know, we talked last week, I told you we were all, you know, hoping and praying for your players and your coaches. Are they generally feeling better, not in the hospital? We just want to know, are the people who had coronavirus, are they feeling better at all?
Yes, they're actually feeling very well. You know, a few guys had symptoms, but they were mild or they were in control, and no one needed to go, thankfully, to the hospital. We still have guys that are not cleared yet. We've got guys that did have a positive test, and then they're back in their original rooms, and so they're not contagious anymore. They've kind of gone through that whole process. We still have a few more guys that we're waiting to have recovered soon, and so that, like I said, that's all been a day-to-day thing. But the boys have been really strong, and it's almost like the guys that contracted it almost felt this strength. It's like they almost had this weight off their shoulders, like, coach, I've got it. What am I going to do now? Complain and be nervous about getting it? No, I've got it, and I've got to be strong, and I'm going to push through and just let everyone know I'm doing well. So just been engaged with all the players and connected with them the best we can, and just giving love and support. And I want to say also, you know, I feel very proud of the way our club handled all the protocols and executing all the things that experts asked of us to do as a team. And you can only control so much maybe away from the field, but I know we have high, high integrity in our group, and everybody tried their best to do what was right. Every player is in different situations at home. We've got 16, 17-year-olds that live with multi-generational homes. You know, and some members of those families maybe need to work. We have players that have a wife and kids and you know, their wife might work or spouse. Every player in the league has a different situation. There's no excuses here. We're here to stand by our people and know that we tried our best, and just it didn't work out. It didn't work out, and we're going to learn from it, and we're hoping this is a crazy time. And who do you trust? I don't know, but I know that this is all about trusting that we're all trying our best and giving each other support so that we can make the season count.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us always. We look forward to having y'all back in town, especially knowing that the season is still a go after this, and we look forward to seeing y'all out on the field.
Thanks, guys, and thanks again for checking in on us.
Absolutely. Lucci Gonzalez, head coach of FC Dallas, every week at this time for the Lucci Gonzalez Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.